I've been calling this Operation Reclaim My Brain. My Android smartphone died in January. I was happy. I was tired of the thing. Tired of checking my email or Facebook without exaggeration every 5 minutes. So I bought the cheapest phone I could find, one that just makes phone calls and sends texts. My husband recorded the moment when it arrived.
All right, so here's my box. Just came today. $15. Virgin Mobile.
This thing is Stone Age, and by that I mean circa 2007. It doesn't even have a camera.
I'm going to have to learn how to do texting with numbers again.
Oh, God.
I was kind of a late adopter to the smartphone craze. I was worried I'd get addicted, but then I got my Droid. I loved it. I could take pictures and post them to Facebook. I didn't have to look up directions before leaving the house. But soon my thumb started to hurt because I was using it all the time. I hated staring at my phone while I was at the playground with my kids and seeing all the other parents staring at their phones. I wondered if other people were feeling as conflicted. So I strolled over to Seattle Center. Almost everywhere I looked, people walked around, a device in hand. Turns out a lot of them are ambivalent too.
It's kind of a love-hate relationship, you know, kind of married to it, I guess, right?
I feel like my life can be lost to my smartphone from time to time.
Overall, it's kind of making humanity a little bit more dumbed down, you know, not smarter, if you will.
There's no getting away from it unless you say you forgot it at home, which we all know that that rarely happens.
Of course, way more people want smartphones than want to get rid of them. But there's a bit of a counter trend. Resorts are now offering digital detox vacations. For me, switching to the dumb phone was weird at first. I'd pull it out all the time expecting it to entertain me, but this thing doesn't do anything. Soon, I felt myself start to relax. My mind had more space to think. I started getting story ideas when I was walking around instead of staring at a screen compulsively.
Why are people so hooked on their smartphones?
I think about it as your brain in a civil war.
Matt Richtel is a reporter for the New York Times. He won a Pulitzer for his series on the dangers of multitasking while driving. His new novel, The Cloud, explores the hazards of technology on kids' brains. I reached him on Skype. He says that civil war is being waged between your brain's frontal cortex that's trying to plan and the lower reptilian part of your brain that responds to impulses. That's the part of the brain that's supposed to save us from a lion attacking.
You're sitting in front of your computer trying to do a project, or you're in your car trying to drive, and you're getting bombarded with signals that say, look, what should I do with this? Is this an opportunity? Is it a threat? On a very basic level, it's hard to ignore that.
And then there's the lottery syndrome. We keep thinking the next email is going to be the really good one, when most of it is just junk. I had to ask Richtel, does he ever feel addicted to his smartphone? He says, yeah. In fact, the other day he went to see his massage therapist and complained about it. She told him to hand it over.
She's got this little table of kind of new age gear, candles and stuff. And she takes it and she puts it under an owl's wing. And I say, Marin, what are you doing? And she says, look, I'm just trying to change the energy patterns so you can untether yourself from this device.
Who out there knows how to have a smartphone and not get too hooked? Zen Buddhists. They know how to not get too attached, right? Genjo Marinello is the abbot of Daibaizan Chobo Zen Temple in Seattle. I was a little surprised because he loves his iPhone. Here's an image for you. Picture a Buddhist priest riding a bike using his iPhone to stream music on Pandora and track his workout.
I find that delightful, that there I am on my bike and the little GPS on the phone is tracking me and seeing what my elevation gain change is and how much calories I'm burning and what my pace is.
Reverend Marinello says he's wrestled with smartphone addiction. Now he only keeps it on vibrate and only looks at it once an hour. He says meditation also helps.
Meditation is a way to ground yourself and feel connected to something larger than yourself. It's your small self that gets addicted. So if you're feeling grounded and rested and restored and connected to something bigger than yourself, then you're much less likely to be consumed by potential addictions.
I want to be like that, find the middle way. And I'm probably going to have to try a smartphone again. My boss wants me to be able to send pictures and tweet when I'm out covering a story. And then there's a vocal contingent at home that does not like my current dumb phone.
Because it doesn't have very many buttons and it's pretty little.
Okay, I'm not going to bow to the wishes of my 4-year-old son, Ezra, but I do kind of want one. The maps, the music, the camera. But this time, I want to do things differently. Make time for my brain to be at rest, acquaint myself with the off button, and if all else fails, maybe I'll go find a mystical massage therapist. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.